Mixed.
Mixed, okay. what's the old term, if you know it? What would you call, in other words, how would you address a man using his title? What do you call a man, you say?
Well, you'd say Mister.
What's another term, an old term used for it, to show respect? Particularly, it was used by servants.
Master.
Master, all right. What's the term for white people that aren't well off?
Poor.
What's the complete term? Do you have another term for...
Uneducated, poor people.
Uneducated. Have you ever heard poor whites?
Yes, poor whites.
What's another way you would express poor whites? What? Nothing? Okay. All right. What do you think blacks or Negroes call poor whites? What do you think?
Trash.
Trash, okay.
Pigs lots of the time.
All right. Let's see here. Somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about, you know, city ways is conspicuous, you know, when he gets downtown. So of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old...
Country cracker.
All right.
Farmer.
How would people refer to him? What would people say about him? They would say he's just an old what?
He was an old country cracker, come to town.
All right. Any other ways? Have you ever used the term Hoosier? Have you ever heard that term?
Yes, but I don't think, I don't remember it having been used with that.
With that? How was it used when you heard it? H-O-O-S-I-E-R.
Oh, I know. Well, I can't remember right now. It's not too... plain in my mind, but there is an expression that I used to hear about the Carolina Hoosier, the Georgia Hoosier, something like that. I can't remember.
You can't remember.
Uh-uh.
All right. If it's night time and it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's what?
Early evening? No.
All right. It's early evening or it's, in other words, you're indicating that it's getting close to midnight. How would you say it? It's what?
Late, getting late.
All right, what's another way, though, of saying it's getting close? Would you say something like it's almost midnight or what?
Oh, yes, almost midnight. Mm-hmm.
All right. You slip and you catch yourself, you know, you're about mm-hmm. to fall. You say, oh, this is a dangerous place. I blank.
Almost fell.
All right. If someone is waiting on you and you're just about ready, you say, well, just a second, I'll be with you, what?
Very shortly. Oh. In a few minutes.
All right.
Very soon.
All right. You know you're on the right road but aren't sure of the distance, so you ask somebody, you say, how
far is it to the next place or to town or where you're going?
Right. You're pointing out something nearby, you say, oh!
Look at that. Mm-hmm.
Or what else?
Oh, I didn't know that we were so near that building or something like that.
All right. If you want to know how many times you say blank, how blank do you go to town?
How many times do you go to town?
All right. There's another word meaning how many. When we say, how...
Often?
Mm-hmm. You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that. Well, I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, well, I'm...
Not either. I'm not going to vote for him either.
All right. What do you call this part of the face?
Forehead. Forehead, forehead, whatever you want to call it.
What do we call this on the top of the hair here? I mean, on top of the head.
Skull. No?
No. What do we call this? What do you call this?
Hair.
All right. What is this?
Earlobe.
All right, what's the whole thing?
Ear.
All right, which side is this?
It's right.
All right, which side is
left.
This? All right, what do we call this?
It's a mouth.
All right, and this part of the body?
Neck.
All right, do you know any other term for neck?
No.
Okay, what do we call, you know,
teeth.
All right, mm-hmm. and